Hi, A Unique Beauties and gents, and welcome to another episode of the A Unique Beauty Podcast, where I, your host, your girl, Kamara A Unique, talks all things beauty and God. I am so excited to be back, guys. I've missed you guys. I literally had nothing to give, so you know when I don't have anything to give, I don't give. But for the past couple of weeks, I've had some revelation and some things that has come up. And I wanted to share what came up this week. But first, let's talk some announcements. The Proverbs 31-Day Bible Study Challenge is coming to an end. I know. I hope you guys have been keeping up with me on Instagram. And for the ladies that have been attending the Bible study, shout outs to you guys. It's been amazing. It actually really taught me that there is a community being built out of this, and it's going to grow. It's growing right now before my eyes, and we meet every Wednesday on Zoom, and it's been just so filling and so amazing of what God is doing in our lives. It's not just me leading things. There are women that really have amazing wisdom to share the things that they are learning. And so many people are being freed and delivered from things that was holding them back. And I'm just super, super duper grateful. Now onto the beauty part of things. Kamara A Unique Beauty has her first retailer. Yeah, we have our first retail store location, and we are being sold now on Blushington.com. I am so grateful that Blushington really honors my story and honors the fact that this is a faith-based line, and it's just been such a whirlwind. So you can now get Kamara A Unique Beauty on Blushington.com. And I also have a store with them too of my favorite products. So if there's anything that you do want to purchase from Blushington.com, please go on my link in bio on my Instagram and check it out. There's a lot of great things on there that I put on my store, just for me as an artist to gain and to gain some money and of course raise funds, especially with COVID still kind of like being strong right now. I would be honored for you guys to just check it out and see if there's anything on there that you may love. I'm going to put the link below for you guys to check it out. And on Kamara A Unique Beauty's website, we're having a 40% sale this week. It is in celebration of Holy Week. Holy Week! Easter is this Sunday. And so every day for the next, I guess, 5 more days, I will be posting a lash for the day that will be 40% off. So yesterday was the Mary lash. Today is the Esther lash. Tomorrow may be the Deborah lash. And I send out an email on the subscription for you guys to know. It's a 24-hour sale on each lash. Catch that fire, catch that lash, and run with it. And so I definitely want you guys to experience that and to get the lash that you love. And then let me know if you did that. Tag me and let me know. So I'm super excited with those announcements. Things are looking up. Things are doing great. I have more announcements coming up for Kamara A Unique Beauty that I cannot wait to share with you guys. But it has to be, you know, a little low right now because I'm still covering it, making sure we good. I mean, it's all good and locked and loaded, but still, I'm just so grateful of what God is doing in me and through me. And so today, I want to talk about the beauty of receiving God's wisdom and understanding and how applying it to your life can save you from blocking your blessings. And it can also teach you on how to walk with a spirit of excellence. And walking in a spirit of excellence is something that I strive to do. I strive to walk in excellence in everything that I do. And in the past couple of weeks, I found that I was not doing that. Dun, 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 dun. I was not doing that. so we're going to get into that, and I'm going to share my testimony and share my story and my truth. But what I've learned about the gift of wisdom and knowledge and understanding is that it's truly a gift that God desires for each of us to have. In Proverbs, Solomon is sharing with his son how important it is for him to love wisdom the same way he would love his future wife. And we have to look at wisdom as something that we should honor and enjoy and really appreciate because it's coming directly from God. Without wisdom, we're walking around finding chaos and moving for self instead of moving for God. And, you know, I'm starting to read this book. Well, I've been reading, here's the tea. I've been reading this book for a long time now. And I'm trying to finish this book this, like, literally be the first week of April. I want to be done and completely finished with this book because I need to get my life when it comes to reading. But my friend bought me this amazing book called The Kingdom Kingdom Woman, Toni Evans, and Crystal Evans Hurst, Kingdom Woman. And it's been really teaching me about how to walk, how to be a woman of excellence. And so I was looking on page 49, and it speaks on a spirit of excellence is a spirit that presses on, grows, learns, repents, and makes the most of the day that it has been given. This past week, I threw excellence all away. I was like, just throw it all away. Throw the excellence away. Thug life. I'm Kamara A. Unique. Do not know who I am. And and made everything about me, even down to my Proverbs 31 challenge. A lot of the posts I was sharing was literally things that was not spirit-led. And I try to be spirit-led with my posts so that you know that it's a word from God and it's not coming from my heart, right? And not coming from the things in my heart that maybe are gooked up and things that God is trying to remove. But it took me getting hit. This week I was attacked by some guy on the street in my neighborhood. And that brought me to my face. I think it brought up so many different emotions and feelings and thoughts that I was trying to process that it literally brought me to my face to a point where I was like, okay, God, I need help and I need you to do this. And I need to not like do this without you anymore because I was attacked by this guy and I don't understand why. And it's funny because when it happened, I was like, whoa, did that really happen? And then I was like, it did. And then the next thing I thought was, do I retaliate? And I heard Holy Spirit say, do not retaliate. This is an attack. This is an attack on of course, because of the fact that I'm moving forward with this Bible study. But this is also an attack because he might hurt me even worse if I do retaliate. So let me just shut up, keep it moving. And I went home and I cried like a baby. I cried like a baby. But I'm going to get more into how I overcame that in this past week. But so much flows from our hearts. And I remember that I prayed. I'm going to pull it up now. I'm pulling up everything that I'm going to talk about. I remember praying Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. I read it from the NIV version. But when I looked it up on the Message version, it literally says, investigate my life, O God, and find out everything about me. Cross-examine and test me. Get a clear picture of what I'm about. See for yourself whether I've done anything wrong, and then guide me on the road to eternal life. That's a dangerous prayer. It is such a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous prayer because God is literally going to cross-examine your heart. He's going to check it. He's going to look through it. He's going to see, okay, this is still here. Bitterness is still here. Self-doubt is still here. Self-sabotage is here too. Rejection is here. All of these things is here. And I'm going to start to examine you now and test you to see if you're actually being delivered from this and you're walking fully in your freedom, or if you're actually going to continue to be who you were told you were supposed to be. And also getting a clear picture of what I'm about says, am I really moving for God, or am I really doing this for self? It's literally a whole chin check. And it takes me back to the page 49 in the book where the spirit of excellence is a spirit that presses on, grows, learns, repents, and makes the most of the day that it has been given. And so I, after I read that, I really started to examine my life and really start to see like, wow, I asked God to examine my life. I asked him to test my heart and to see if I'm actually really moving for him or for self. I had to really start to say to myself, okay, what can I learn from this situation? What can I learn from what happened to me? And then God took me to Jeremiah 17:9. Jeremiah 17:9 tells us how the heart is deceitful, but God gets to the root of it and shows us who we truly are, right? And so it says, the heart is hopelessly dark and deceitful, a puzzle that no one can figure out. But I, God, search the heart and examine the mind. I get to the heart of the human. I get to the root of things. I treat them as they really are and not as they pretend to be. And so I was like, ooh, I'm getting chin checked. Because I was literally putting up these subliminal messages about a friend that I truly and dearly love. And I'm being chin checked right now because I'm trying to figure out what's going on with my heart? What's happening to me? Am I really moving in the spirit of excellence? Why am I getting attacked so bad? What's going on with my job, with career stuff? Things has been held up and been like, all this stuff is being held up right now, and I'm not truly enjoying the process of what God is doing in my life. And then I started reading this book, and page 61 is where things really got real for me. And it says, you will never discover that God is all you need, and you get to a place where God is all you have. When you have been reduced beyond your own abilities to make things work, when the bank won't give you a loan, when your friends won't answer the phone, when you've talked to every person that you can think of and no one is intervening on your behalf, when the doctors can't pinpoint what's ailing you, you are in a situation that is beyond and even beyond those who are around you. That is where this woman in the Bible was, the woman that basically, the woman that went to the prophet and asked and said to the prophet that they want to basically take her sons into slavery, and her husband just died, but he was a servant of God. And so she's like, prophet, I'm at my last, I have nothing in my house but a jar of oil. What do I do? And the prophet told her, gather jars from everybody in your neighborhood, gather those jars up and start to pour the oil until it stops. And basically, she started to pour the oil, and then he said to her, take that oil and now go sell it, and you will be able to pay off your debts and take care of your kids. And she did that. But we really have to get to, it's like we have to get to our, I don't like the fact that I got to get to my wit's end to really understand that God is all that I need. I remember saying, I remember when everything happened to me and when the guy hit me, I went on to blaming black men because this was a black man that hit me. And I was like, I never, ever feel protected by black men. I don't understand why I never felt protected by a black man before in my life. What is it that I'm giving off for black men to think that they could lie to me? They could do this to me. They could hurt me. They could this. And it was like all lies from the enemy that was making me think that this was truth, and it wasn't, because I have some really amazing, good, godly men in my life. Men that have shown me the kind of husband that I desire to have, the kind of friends that I desire to have in my life. Men that I can call right now and say, can you pray for me? And they will stop what they're doing and pray a rapid fire prayer for me. And I even said that on my live today, that even though it's women, like, you know, when we think about the church, we think that mostly the church is filled with women, filled with, you know, women in the church, right? And you don't really ever see men, but God is bringing up a whole different kingdom of men now that are like, that know what they want, know what they desire, that are abstaining from sex and waiting till marriage, that have very low tolerance for things that women can bring into the room what we haven't been healed from, right? And bring into relationships where they're like, listen, girl, you need to get it together because this is what I'm trying to do. Like, men are making the moves, and I'm starting to see it more and more and more as I experience what I experienced last week. And then I had to repent for that. I had to repent for basically sharing, like, men are, you know, are all the same. All black men are doing this. And why are they being healed? And you know what? And I'll be honest. There are some black men that actually really need to start doing the healing process and really need to start doing the work in their lives. Because that man hitting me was out of anger because I did not want to stop to talk to him, because I did not give him the attention that he wanted from me. And he didn't deserve that attention. Obviously, we can see that because he put his hands on me. But I found myself going into this depression that weekend, and God told me, turn my phone off. He was like, turn your phone off. Turn completely off. The only time I turned my phone back on was to watch service, was to watch my church service on Sunday, and didn't realize that my phone was still on, was not on Do Not Disturb. And my friend Janelle hit me up, and she knew what happened to me. And so she called me and was like, girl, you are not going to be in this house in your bed all day. I am coming over. I'm picking you up. We're going to the beach. It is 90 degrees outside in LA today. We're going to put the top down. We're going to have a good time. Get dressed. I'll be at your house in an hour. Boom, hung up the phone. I'm like, okay, I need to get up. I need to move. And while I'm in the car with her, I'm telling her all the things I'm experiencing, what's happening to me, what's going on with my friendships, and why I'm going through all these things. And then all of a sudden I hear God say, it's handled. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. When I said that, I meant that. So I need you to understand that what that guy did to you is handled. And I was like, whoa. And I told Janelle, I was like, yo, I just heard God say, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Wow, it's handled. I don't know what's about to happen to that dude, but it's handled. Okay, say less. And I forgave the guy. I released it. I even got revelation from God when he said to me, he was like, I told you to go down a different block. And I was like, oh my God, that was God that told me to go down this block. There was a block that was empty that I was going to go down. And then instead I was like, you know what? Let me go down the busy block, because that seems like it'll be more safe, because there'll be more people on there, on that block. When I should have just listened and trusted God, because he was basically detouring me away from danger. And most of the time, and the revelation I got from that was, most of the times when we try to choose the block that looks like it's the safest because it's filled with people and we think that, you know, they'll have our backs, it's literally God saying, no, I need you to sometimes be by yourself. I need you to sometimes leave all those people behind and go with just alone with me, and trust that I got you, and trust that I'm leading you, and trust that you're following me, and walk with me over here instead of over there, because I need you to go with me. And I wasn't trusting in the Lord God with all my heart and leaning not onto my own understanding. I was literally going into my own understanding and saying, no, I'm going to go down this block because this is what seems safer, and this, you know, like I was not focused on what God was trying to save me from at that time. And which is fine, because I'm not going to hold myself accountable to a point where I'm going to like harbor this feeling on myself and say, wow. But it really makes me think about how our disobedience can truly equal delay furthermore on where God wants to take us. I also realized that, of course, all things work together for our good. And so that experience not only allowed me to get on my face, which was something that God wanted me to do. He wanted me to birth out my worship, birth out like my pain, my anger, my questions of things of what's happening in this season. Why is things turning around for me like this? And God, I need you to turn it around. I need you to do another thing. I need you to do a new thing. And so when we got to the beach, I went to the water. And I stood at the water and I just stood there and I was just like letting that cold, the Pacific Ocean, y'all, is brick city. It was brick. It was so cold. But I put my feet in the water and I was like, God, I take everything. Like, I just want you to cleanse everything off of me and take it back and seal it in under the abyss. Like, remove all of this emotions, remove this entire week, and really allow me to see what you're saying and what you're doing. And so I'm like, what is happening to me and why is it happening? And instead of blaming God, what I used to do was I used to run off and blame God for everything that happened to me. I know a lot of us do that, where something wrong goes wrong and we're like, God, this is you. Why would you allow this to happen to me? Why did you let this do this, God? And he's like, I was literally over there on that other block and I told you to go down that block, but you chose to ignore me and go in your way and your understanding and your wisdom and use what you wanted to do to go into danger. But it's still good because I was still right there. But you just had to go through that so you could get on your face and understand that you only really need me. So when I was at the water, he viciously, because he is so vicious sometimes, you know, God is a slayer. He gave me James 3:13 through 16. Actually, let me read the full chapter of James 3:13, because it's called Live Well and Live Wisely. And from 13, it says, do you want to be counted wise, to build a reputation for wisdom? Here's what you do. Live well, live wisely, live humbly. It's the way that you live, not the way that you talk, that counts. Mean-spirited ambition is not wisdom. Boasting that you are wise is not wisdom. Twisting the truth to make yourself sound wise is not wisdom. It's the furthest thing from wisdom. It's animal cunning, devilish plotting. Whenever you're trying to look better than others or get the better of others, things fall apart and everyone ends up at each other's throats. And when I read that, I was like, well, that's shocking because I'm not doing that. I'm walking fully into wisdom and I would never use my flesh to promote God. And never, that's the one thing that irks me, God. I would never do that. So I'm like, okay, well, you know what, Lord? I'm just going to listen to that. I'm going to see, maybe that's for someone else, but not for me. And I didn't understand because I was still being wrong and strong about, you know, the experience I had with my friend and I found myself even last week, everything that I posted on wisdom was literally looking for things that had to go with what we were going through and our friendship, and literally posting it and saying like, people need to be honest and people need to be like this and people need to be like that. And I'm like, none of that was spirit led. All of those posts were all Camara, y'all. All Camara. None of it was Holy Spirit. I could confess to that. I could be honest and say that it was not me. It was not Holy Spirit. It was all Camara. And so yesterday I took the time to get on my face. Monday I went on a dry fast, no food, no water, just dry, and into worship. Just watched. I did my work that I had to do for the day. And then I watched one of my favorite prophets on TV, and the way he worships, it brings out this worship in me where I literally was just like on my face, deliverance happening, snot coming out of my nose, coughing up things. I'm like, oh God, what is going on with me? What's happening? Still thinking that it's all about me, still thinking that I'm like, you know, why is this happening to me? And then after I was done, God was like, Ezekiel 2, he was like, get up, stand up. And then I was like, okay, I'm up, God. And he's like, I'm going to talk to you. Go for a walk. And I was like, okay. I went for a walk that ended up turning into a run. Went for a run. And as I went finished my run, my friend called. And then we hung up. And then my other friend, Khadisha, called. This amazing, amazing, beautiful woman of God who I just adore. And posted about her, like, I want her to be best friends with her. We end up becoming really good best friends very swiftly because God wanted us to become friends. And she prayed for me. And she's like, when I tell you pray, like when I tell you, like her prayers be like click, click, boom prayers, right? So she prayed for me and we're both in our closets on our faces. And I'm on my face and a revelation came to me. All the revelation came to me that I was posting these things to hurt my friends subliminally and not really using wisdom and understanding that I have learned in the past few weeks, which is also deceitful to you guys, right? And I don't want to be deceitful to you guys. I got to be honest with you guys. You know, I have to be honest with what I'm going through and what I'm experiencing. And that's why I'm coming out with this podcast today to share that I don't want to end up at people's throats with my friends. You know, at the end of James 3:13, it says, whenever you're trying to look better than others or get better of others, things fall apart and everyone ends up at each other's throats. And I was wondering why my friend and I could not, like, don't this person understand? Like, doesn't they see it from my point of view? Why is this person not understanding me? And I'm like, God is literally telling me, like, your post and you putting up these subliminal messages, this person saw right through that and is wondering, where is that girl? Where is the Kamara that they became friends with? And I have to remember that all of my friends are prophets. All of my friends are anchored in Christ. I have some really bomb people surrounded by me. And I cannot continue to bring in the old things, the old patterns, and the old habits that I had in my past into the new, right? And so when you finish James 13 to 16, he took me after to 17 through 18, and it says, real wisdom, God's wisdom, begins with a holy life and is characterized by getting along with others. It is gentle and reasonable, overflowing with mercy and blessings, not hot one day and cold the next, not two-faced. You can develop a healthy, robust community that lives right with God and enjoy its results only if you do the hard work of getting along with each other, treating each other with dignity and honor. And so, like the book is saying about a woman of excellence learns and grows from her mistakes, I had to grow through this. And I literally know that God is accelerating me on how I grow and learn things and understand things, even though it has to hurt sometimes. I had to grow through these things and really see where I faulted. And I had to apologize to my friend. I had to apologize to my amazing friend and let my friend know that I tried to self-sabotage my relationship with that person, because I have not fully walked into the new of what I of all the things that I'm receiving right now in this season. It still feels so crazy to me that things are happening finally in my favor, that I had to get some things pulled out of me. And I learned that I show God that through the teaching I did on wisdom, I have learned that to be more wise, you know, I have to learn that in order for me to be more wise and understanding, I have to really give my entire life to God. I have to really say, okay, God, what are you trying to teach me right now in this situation? Even with someone hitting me on the street, even with someone violating me on the street. And I want to be make it very clear that I'm not saying what that guy did to me is okay. It's not okay. It's definitely not. But it took something so tragic like that happening to me for me to get on my face and really understand that God was all that I needed. And that God was the one that was going to really help me understand why these things were happening to me. When we move with wisdom, we can learn to cherish the understanding and the knowledge we gain, but also learn how to be better friends to the people that God is sending us, even being better friends to ourselves. And if you guys have not studied the Proverbs, did any of the Proverbs 31 day challenge or anything with me, I would really suggest that you do that. I would really suggest that you do that for you. And do it for you to understand and to gain the wisdom and understanding of your next level that God is taking you to. Because in the beginning of Proverbs, Solomon is telling his son to be careful of certain friends. Be careful. Don't follow after these people. They're taking you to this place of wanting to be something that they're not. And a lot of the things that I started to see for myself was that I was following and watching different people that would post really conniving things about Black men, or conniving things about men in general, or relationships, and all types of different things that they were posting. And it was literally starting to transform my mind to think like them and not think godly. And so we have to be careful with who we're following. We have to be careful with who we're listening to, what music we're listening to, what things we're watching. Just be very careful in this time and in this season, because it's everything is spiritual. But what Solomon did was telling his son to be careful of those friends and leaving certain people alone. But as we go in and moving away from certain people, we will see that the new people that God is replacing those people with are people that we actually really need to be more aware of how we treat them and how we respect them in our lives and how we honor our friendships. How can we really be ready for the new if we don't hold ourselves accountable and allow God to teach us in our secret place? I'm actually grateful that I got chin checked in my prayer closet. I'm actually grateful that even though he gave me that James 3:13 in front of my friend, and my friend was like, "Well, why would God give you that? What does that mean?" And I'm like, "I don't know." But I finally got my revelation, and I can be open and honest and saying, like, I know now what it meant. I know what it meant to, like, that God was literally saying, "Listen, I need you to be ready for me to really clean out that closet. I'm still cleaning it out." And that's why when I say about cleaning out your closet, it takes some time. You're going to be cleaning out your closet every day, every day. Even when you feel like things are new, things start to like come up again. And it's just a process. Deliverance is a process. Inner healing is a process. It's something that we have to trust. It's something that we have to move forward in. It's something that we have to walk freely in. And be happy that God is doing it, and not embarrassed by the things that we come up, that we're healing from. So yes, if you did the Proverbs challenge, if you didn't do the Proverbs challenge, I definitely recommend for you guys to do that. It will definitely prepare you to walk in that new that God is doing in this season, and understand what being a Proverbs 31 woman is truly about. which is basically being a woman of excellence and walking in that fullness of excellence. In the book I was reading, in the book Kingdom Woman, it says Ruth was a woman of excellence because she was not held hostage to yesterday. She knew how to press on. You are to learn from yesterday, but don't live in it. The way to get yesterday out of today is to do what Paul said, to have a tomorrow focus, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on. When you see something in your rearview mirror that catches your attention as you are driving, it slows you down. Your attention is now focused on what is behind you rather than what is up ahead. As a result, you lift your foot off the accelerator and you slow down. Yet when you set your focus on what is ahead of you, you are able to keep your foot steady on the accelerator and move forward. As you do, what is behind you gets smaller and smaller until it eventually fades away. You don't get rid of yesterday by talking about it all of the time. You get rid of it, of its effect of you, by moving forward. And so I am moving forward from that experience this week. I pray that this podcast today has allowed some of you guys to move forward and to trust what God is doing, and to prepare you to becoming the Proverbs 31 women that God is calling you to be. And for the men that's listening, I pray that this will show you guys what you need to look for in a wife, someone that can basically press forward, that can hold herself accountable and literally say, "You know what, I was wrong." And men, we need you to do the same too. Having someone that can say, "I was wrong and I shouldn't have done that," and apologize and wholeheartedly mean that, is truly what God desires for us to be. Because guess what, y'all? We're human. We are all human beings. And God just wants the best for us. He just wants us to really learn from our mistakes. And some of us may be sharing the things that we learn, like me, sharing those things that we learned along the journey. And some of us may keep it quiet and just share with a couple of people that comes across our paths and our ways. I want God to continue to build up my character and to wreck who I thought I was and who I thought I was supposed to be. I want him to really continue to show me the Kamara that he's called me to be, because seeing this woman that I've become in the past couple few years, doing the heart work and this healing and inner healing work shows me how dope I am. And so I am honored and grateful for you guys to listen to this podcast today. I thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in. I will definitely try to make sure I have more for you guys. But this was something that was on my heart to leave. Please share it with a friend, tag a sister, tag a friend, tag a cousin, tag a husband, tag anybody. Let them know to listen to the podcast. Please also leave a review for me. I need reviews. Reviews make me feel like you're like, yes, you're tuning in. Yes, you're excited. You're excited. Yes, you're listening. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So please leave a review, and I will see you guys again next week. I will have another podcast to post up, and y'all be blessed and highly favored. Peace.